Newmarket's council candidates largely self-financed their campaigns, but thousands of dollars in political donations also changed hands in the 2022 election campaign. Municipal candidates filed to meet a March 31 deadline to report on their campaign finances, with the most costly campaign ringing in at $27,312 in expenses for deputy mayor and regional councillor incumbent Tom Vegg, who overcame a deficit with multiple donations received after the campaign ended. As opposed to his 2018 campaign that garnered controversy for being half-funded by developers, Vegg appears to have stuck to a campaign promise not to accept donations from companies doing business in Newmarket. Here is a rundown of candidates' campaign filings for each contested council ward. Mayor John Taylor, Ward 3 Councillor Jane Twinney and Ward 5 Councillor Bob Quappis were all acclaimed and had no donations or expenses listed. Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg, $30,355 campaign income, $27,312 in expenses, $12,310 candidate and spouse contribution. Donations received: $500 from Magdy Nicholas, $500 from Peter Cuz, $1,000 from Richard Reininger, $1,000 from Peter Mikos, $1,000 from Allison Mikos, $1,200 from Frederick Jandrasitz, $1,200 from Alexander Vegg, $1,200 from Bianca Vegg, $1,200 from Tal Brockdiv, $1,200 from Blair MacArthur, $1,200 from Vincenza Polizzi, $1,200 from Antonia Bambina, $1,000 from Don McDermott, Gordon Prentice, $8,947 campaign cost, $7,292 expenses, $3,464 candidate and spouse contributions. Donations received: $100 from Margaret Koopmans, $100 from Dan Deason, $100 from Chris Ballard, $1,100 from Paul Popper, $500 from Heather Burling, $400 from Margaret Davis, $100 from Fred Stoneman, $100 from Walter Bauer, $100 from Peter Walling, $100 from Christopher Morris, $100 from Francis Bazis, $100 from Teresa Porter, $100 from Patrick Monks, $100 from William Walski, $100 from Ted Bomers, $100 from Les Kerr, $100 from Robert Hansen, $100 from Gerald Fox, $100 from John Fitzpatrick, $100 from Catherine Wellesley, $100 from Robert Wardlaw, $100 from Dan Deason, $200 from Bill Chadwick, $400 in video services from Ron Eibel, $150 in ad design from Sonia Regent. Prentice is calling out Vegg for accepting a $1,200 donation from Blair MacArthur, who he says is affiliated with White Owl Group, an investment firm that has asked the province to allow development in the Oak Ridges Moraine in Richmond Hill. However, MacArthur is not currently listed on the company website. Newmarket Today did not receive a response to a request for comment from the firm before publication deadline. I am calling on Vegg to return the $1,200 to Blair MacArthur without delay or prevarication, Prentice said. Vegg told Newmarket Today that he was unaware of the alleged connection MacArthur has before filing his documents. He said he can confirm that White Owl is not doing any business with the town of Newmarket. Even without the donation, Vegg's campaign budget would still be balanced, with more than $3,000 in surplus. Ward 1, Mark Holmes, $2,240 campaign income, $2,273 in expenses, $590 candidate and spouse contributions, donations, $200 from Matthew Cappuccetti, $300 from Andrew Slonetsky, $200 from Ida Mamishevich, $500 from Dave Kempton, Grace Simon, $1,000 campaign income, $4,411 in expenses, $1,000 candidate and spouse contributions. No donations listed. Ward 2, Victor Woodhouse, $5,285 campaign income, $5,285 in expenses, $5,035 contributions from the candidate and spouse. No donations listed, with the remaining $250 in income coming from a signed deposit refund. Hunter Murchison Doggart, $1,000 campaign income, $972 in expenses, $1,000 contributions from the candidate and spouse. No donations listed. Brian Andrews, $7,200 in campaign income, $6,302 in expenses, $3,600 contributions from the candidate and spouse. Donations. $500 from Richard Robinson, $750 from Terry Macy, $750 from Aaron Linzel, $750 from Michael Rice, with Area Developer Rice Group, $100 from Angela Evans, $750 from Edward Goldstein. Ward 4, Grant Waddell, $3,600 in campaign income, $3,304 in expenses, $3,600 in contributions from the candidate and spouse. No donations listed. Trevor Morrison, $5,920 in campaign income, $5,920 in expenses, $5,670 in contributions from candidate and spouse, with $250 in income coming from the signed deposit refund. No donations listed. Chris Dupuy, $4,500 campaign income, $4,499 in expenses, no contributions from candidate and spouse. Donations listed. $1,200 from Shane Orowitz, $1,000 from Jay Mata, $1,000 from Jatin Mata, $1,000 from Sanjay Mata, $300 from Andrew O'Brien. Ward 6, Lucas Fuina, $2,567 campaign income, $1,986 in expenses, no contributions from the candidate and spouse. Donations listed. $680 from Sarah Pecchia, $200 from Rafael Vazquez, $150 from Takdir Brar, $200 from Laura Hamilton. Kelly Broom, $8,468 campaign income, $8,455 in expenses, $4,468 contributions from the candidate and spouse. Donations listed. $1,000 from Michael Croxon, $1,200 from Michael Waddington, $250 from Julianne Goyette, $1,200 from Paul Blight, $1,000 from Linda Cridge. Ward 7, Christina Bizens, $5,448 in campaign income, $5,415 in expenses, $4,722 in contributions from the candidate and spouse. donations listed. $500 from Wasim Jarrah. Filings from Ward 7 candidate Nadia Hansen were not available before publication time. Penalties for not filing can include not being able to run for office until after the next election.